catching up with Indiana Volleyball is my great friend Steve Aird, the head coach. What, he's 6 years in charge now? 7 years? Boy, these are all running together. I remember meeting you your first day on, well, maybe not your first day on campus, but I was your first interviewer, and you were getting ready to leave to head to San Francisco to do something. And, boy, the time flies, buddy. Great to have you today. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate you. Yeah, we're going into year six, 5 years at IU. Time flies. We've had our fair share of wild things go on with the pandemic and whatnot, but on the other side of a lot and feeling great.
Well, the great news is you had your best season yet in the Cream and Crimson last year. What did you learn from last season, a coach, that you might not have pulled out in the early days on the campus here at Bloomington? What clicked last year to push you guys upwards in the Big Ten standings?
Gosh, I just think the players that we recruited have grown up. And, you know, like the concept of kids coming into college and being good as freshmen, getting better, learning the conference, developing, playing hard. You know, we've got a veteran team now and a lot of kids who have been in the Big Ten for a few years, and you can't put value on experience. You know, I've been told the great basketball teams, you know, you get old and stay old and have guys and girls that know what's going on and have been through it, and I feel like we're there.
And that experience, you're right, you can't simulate in practice. You can't figure out what it's going to be like when there's 17,000 Wisconsin fans yelling at you. So that's great. Everybody's settled in. We get ready for the big weekend matches Friday, two on Saturday. The Indiana Classic is going on. How's the health of your squad? I know in the past years we've kind of been fighting that injury bug. Looks like you've got a better cleaner bill of health heading into the new season.
We feel good. They had a really good summer. A lot of the kids were doing stuff internationally and playing for national teams, you know, in the States and Canada and overseas in Europe. They had a very, very good preseason. We dialed that back a bunch, but we didn't have to teach as much because we kind of have our feet underneath us, as you've so eloquently pointed out. So, yeah, I feel like we're going into a weekend now where not only are we healthy, but we have true depth. So one of the next big steps for us is to deal with, okay, we've got some kids who are really good that might not play as much. And I think having depth as a coach is a blessing. But managing that as a coach is also something I'm going to have to wrap my head around.
Well, that's a good problem to have. And when you talk about depth, are you talking about 1 through 13? You have a big roster. Do I have that right? Do you have 18 or 19 on there? How do you manage that playing time? Is it doled out from practice? Is it based on film sessions? Take us behind the curtain there.
Yeah, I think a little bit of all of it. I think we've got 17 on the roster, 16 that are kind of full go right now. And as you know, we play six around the court at a time. But your rotation is usually 8 or 9 or 10. And then what I tell the squad every year going into it is you're one injury away from having to play the whole year. So the concept of being on the team and not really thinking you'll get a chance to play at this level, everyone has to be good. And, you know, it's a good problem that we've got depth in each position. You know, outside of Cameron Hayworth, who's our setter and I think going to be a superstar in the league, I think we have a lot of mixing and matching to do and a lot of healthy competition, and I think that's only going to serve us well.
Before we get into Cameron Hayworth, who has joined a very exclusive club at Indiana University in the volleyball world, let's talk about the team in general. You're not blessed with great size, and I guess Wisconsin's a terrible comparison. I've used it twice now, but when you turn on the TV, it's 6'7", 6'6", 6'5". Well, that doesn't happen everywhere. What is the key? What is the fulcrum of your squad on the court? Are we looking more for athleticism, aggressiveness? What should fans be looking for on Friday night against New Hampshire to kick off this new season?
We will be, I think, one of the best serving teams in the country. Will that mean we'll miss some serves and be a little bit more high error? Absolutely. But we've got three or four kids on the team who can really, really beat a serve up and put us in some good situations. And then I think we compete. The team's hashtag, kind of what we break down cheers with, is we want to play hard and we want to play fast. So we compete and we play quick, and the ball moves quickly, and you'll see a lot of bodies flying around, because we just think that's the secret sauce. I think playing hard is a skill. I think competing hard is a skill, and it's something we do every single day in training.
You know, I noticed that last weekend when I was there for the Cream and Crimson scrimmage, and boy, what a crowd. We'll get to that in a second as well, but bodies flying is a very apt description. I thought your team, is this the most athletic group you've had? Because looking out there 12 at a time, nobody kind of stuck out as, geez, that's not part of this puzzle.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. I think athleticism in general has gotten better as we've had more and more recruiting classes come in, but then skill level as well. And the young kids and the transfers are kids who have played at a really high level. They're used to winning. The freshmen don't really feel like freshmen because they played in huge matches and won national championships on the club side. So they're very confident. They're very much plug and play, ready to go. And everyone competes and they play hard. I think I'm excited to see how it's going to feel on Friday night.
Steve Aird is the volleyball coach at Indiana University, coming off one of the best seasons and one of the best performances you had last year was on the road. How important was that for the belief of this group to be able to go into a top five ranked program at Ohio State last year and beat them on their home court in front of their fans? That we don't have a lot of those to talk about. I'm glad you've added to the list.
Yeah, I agree. And it was maybe one of those big we've grown up moments for the program. And I told the team last year I thought they were awfully good and at times playing as well as anyone in the country. And we put it together in a stretch late in the year. We got healthy. We got some confidence and started to play really good volleyball. And that carried over to the spring and the summer. It's obviously helped with recruiting. There's a lot of energy and excitement around the program right now, and certainly it's at the highest it's been since I've been here. So, it's tempered. I know how good the conference is, and I've seen, I've been fortunate to win the thing a couple times, so I know what good looks like. But we've come a long way in a few years, that's for sure.
How impressed were you with the crowd for the Cream and Crimson scrimmage? I've been to a few of those, I was telling you, after we were done on Saturday, and that was a pleasant surprise on a 83-degree sunshine-soaked afternoon in Bloomington. Does that validate it when the kids come out and you say, hey, look, what we're doing is working, guys?
I think so, and it's also, it matters, for the community. It really matters for the team. We play in these environments on the road that are sold out and they're loud, and the Big Ten is only going to get more competitive as we add some incredible West Coast teams. So we've got a great building. It's fun for families. It's fun for students. It's fun for any kind of sports enthusiast. If you haven't seen a live game, you can sit real close. You can feel like you're part of the action. And then these kids play hard and make you proud. So, we'll win and we'll lose. We'll compete like crazy. But I think everyone will leave saying it was a good use of their time and an amazing environment for people, especially young athletes, to come out and see some incredible role models.
Yeah, check it out Friday night. This Friday night, August 25th, New Hampshire will be the first matchup, 7 o'clock on Friday. And then if Friday doesn't fit in your schedule, we'll come back Saturday. You have two chances to see the Hoosiers, Southern Indiana at 10 a.m., and then Radford will wrap things up at 7 p.m. as the Indiana Invitational is in town this weekend. And you talked about great teams, and you've seen great teams. How important is leadership inside the lines during games? And how important is it getting everybody through practice and getting people to that game? Who stands out in your team huddles or getting ready at practice to make that transition from taking it to the practice court onto the game court?
Well, I think in our sport, if you've got a great libero and a great setter, you've got a chance to have success. And I think the fans are really going to enjoy watching Ramsey Gary play. This will be her first season for Indiana. All-American prep, one of the biggest recruits in our program's history, and plays with a passion and an intensity that I think people love. And then Cam Hayworth as the setter, I think, has just come a long way. She's an Indiana kid who committed young, has grown with us. I'm incredibly proud of her. And then on top of those two guys, we just got a boatload of arms now. We've got a bunch of kids who have played in the league. They hit the ball hard. They're physical. They're not afraid to compete. So leadership kind of comes from the group. Cam will be our captain on the court and someone that we lean on. Really excited about the staff, really excited about the energy of the program. We'll find out how good we are this weekend, but I feel really good about going into the event that we've done what we need to do to be ready, and the rest we'll leave it on the court.
Yeah, let's talk about Cam quickly, because being named as one of the top 10 preseason Big Ten players – She joins Ashley Benson as the second one here in recent memory. And I no disrespect to 20, 30 years ago. I can't remember that far back.
No, sure. Yeah.
But Cam Hayworth wasn't a setter in high school. Does that make that story even a better one for your program to tell on the recruiting trail and to prospective student athletes?
I think that's fair, but I think all of the credit belongs to the kid. I think Cam was going to be special doing anything she chose to do. We're lucky that it was volleyball and at IU. We've got a great relationship, but a lot of it is behind the scenes, and a lot of it is on her own when no one's watching. And I think the great ones that I've been able to coach over 20 years all have the same story: is incredibly competitive, very athletic, student of the game, want to get in the gym and work and work and work. And that's what Cam's done. And she's put herself in a situation halfway through her career that she's part now of a very good team and leading the charge. And, you know, as a junior, she's got a couple years left here. And I think it'll be very enjoyable and really fun to watch if you're an IU fan.
Steve Aird is our guest. And before we let you go, we always have to take a look at the schedule. So the getting started this Friday night, August 25th, New Hampshire's in town, the Indiana Invitational, 10 a.m. Saturday morning against Southern Indiana. Radford on Saturday night at 7 p.m. Well, let's hop on a jet plane. Thankfully, you're going to miss the hurricane and earthquake combination that was in Southern California from last weekend. But I'm looking here. Long Beach, UCLA, Washington. Well, let's just jump in the deep end of the pool and see what that water's like, shall we?
Yeah, really good teams. I mean, Long Beach, I think, could be a top 25 team. UCLA and Washington have both won championships, and you know, we'll be part of the Big Ten in a year. So I think it's important to play really good teams. I think going on the road to do so is an important test early in the year. And, you know, the coach speak is we'll worry about this Friday night, and I'll be where my feet are. But the preseason definitely will present us with some real, real tough matches. But they're matches we want to play. I mean, I don't want to duck people. I want to go and play really good teams. And we're either good enough or we're not, but it's not going to be for a lack of wanting to pick people off.
You know, I bring this up with my great friend Todd Yeagley every August when we get together. Why does the NCAA hate your sport in soccer, where they say, hey, you get 2 weeks, get it all together and figure it out? Why is that? Why don't they like you?
Well, I think a lot of it is financial. It's financial, and I understand that. I think a lot of it with its budgets and something from 30,000 feet. I do know that Indiana supports us as well as any program in the country, and I'm very fortunate that they do. The other thing, and Todd will tell you this because their program is storied and historic, and you know, if I can have a hundredth of the success that they've had, it'd be amazing. We have really good kids that work hard all summer, where we go into 2 weeks of training camp. It's just an extension of all the hard work that they've put in. So when you get good kids and you've got good players, you're a good coach. And I think IU Volleyball has a boatload of really talented kids now, and I feel really fortunate to be at the helm.
Well, we appreciate you coming on with us this week and letting the fans in as well. Tickets available, single match, season tickets. Find it all at iuhoosiers.com. Call 866-IU-SPORTS. And one final scheduling one. Did the scheduling gods have some kind of sick sense of humor where you're going to play Purdue twice in 7 days? How does that work out?
I don't know. They like to do that. And again, like, I think I understand the value of that rivalry. And, you know, it's we'll see each other quick in a week's time. And I'm sure it'll be packed at both places, and it'll be great matches. And it's part of the reason you want to come to IU, because you want to play against really good teams. And, you know, we're obviously looking forward to it.
And I know you're looking forward to the recruiting trail as well. You found some you've been working hard. That hard work has been paying off. The future is bright for Indiana volleyball on the court and with those coming to the court down the road.
Yeah, and I don't know if the NCAA lets me talk about the kids who have committed, so I will not commit any NCAA violations while on the air.
Please don't.
if people do go online, it will be quick to find that we're lucky to be doing some things that we're very proud of, and we've got some incredible kids that are going to be coming to Bloomington in the next few years. So we really feel this is the beginning of an incredible runway of some really cool years with some great kids who play hard and are going to represent the school and the town the right way.
Well, I will be with you all day on Saturday, so that will be fun as well. You'll have to handle Friday without me, though, but I'll be there on Saturday, and we'll help tell your story all season long, buddy. This won't be the last time we chat on the airwaves. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Glass. All the best.
Coach Steve Aird, Indiana volleyball. The season begins quickly, and it begins Friday night. They will open up with New Hampshire, 7 o'clock at Wilkinson Hall, and then they are back for a doubleheader on Saturday, a day-night doubleheader, if you will. Southern Indiana will kick things off at 10 a.m., and then Radford will be the nightcap. So three matches to get the season up and running. The Indiana Invitational. You can get single-game tickets, $10 for adults, $5 for kids, and you can buy season tickets as well.